in this message titled The Father's Welcome, Pastor preaches on the prodigal son who came back and encourages the people who lost their way to choose the right path and come back to the Father's love. This message explains four things the prodigal son did to come back into the Father's love.
Glory to God. The first Sunday of the eighth month of 2025. Woo! Glory to God. First Friday. Yes, not Sunday. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for once again for this precious month that He has given us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Eight in the Bible is always speaking about new beginnings. And I believe that God has got new beginnings for His church, for His children tonight. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke chapter 15. The Gospel of Luke chapter 15. Hallelujah. Amen. And verses, let's look at the verses 7, 10, and 24. Luke 15, verses 7, 10, and 24.
I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry.
Glory to God. The mic was off. Luke chapter 15, verses 7. Which are the scriptures that you read? 7, 10, and 24. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, one of the longest parables of Jesus is Gospel of Luke chapter 15. And one of the most powerful ones. I've been so blessed in my young days just to keep looking at these scriptures in Luke 15. Especially the sheep that got lost and the good shepherd goes behind, gets the sheep. You always had this picture at our home of Jesus carrying that sheep on His shoulder and coming back. What a beautiful picture. We didn't hear much about Luke 15, the second one, of that woman who lost one of those coins. But the third one, the son, the younger son, the prodigal son who left the father's house, that was such an exciting scripture. Amen. I believe that some of the greatest evangelists must have preached the maximum out of this text. And tonight, the Lord told me to speak and preach from this word in Luke 15 about the Father's love and His Son's comeback. Amen. You read the scriptures that you read, you find these words, lost, found, and there was celebration. Lost, found, and there was celebration. I prophesy over you that whatever you lost, you will find this season. And there'll be great celebration, not only in heaven, but in your own lives. Whatever you lost, that you will find it. Every grace, every anointing, every blessing. Glory to God, every relationship, everything that you lost in your life, that you will see a restoration of that. Glory to God, even in your health. And there will be great celebration, not only in heaven, but in your lives. If you believe that, lift your voice, take the name of Jesus and give a shout unto Jesus tonight. The younger son who left the father's house, while his father was alive, he asked for inheritance. In other words, he was saying, I wish you were dead. He said, I want my freedom. I'm going my own way. You know, the elder one is supposed to get a double portion. Elder one is supposed to get an inheritance first. But the younger son said, I don't care what happens to my elder brother. I don't care what happens in this house. I just need what I need to do what I want to do. And he walked away. We know the story. He joined himself to a citizen of that land. After he had spent all that he had on righteous living, he ended up in the pigsty. And he wished he could eat the food that was given to the pigs. You know, for a Jew, a pig is an abomination. For us, it is tasty. But for a Jew, it is abomination. Yet, this Jewish boy was willing to eat even what was given to the pigs. But the owners of those pigs said, the pigs are of more value than you. We cannot give you what we are giving to the pigs. Because the more food that we give to the pigs, they will increase in size and we get more value and price out of it. You are of no value. See, every time you leave your father's house, you diminish in the sight of others the very value that God has placed upon you. But the Bible says, when he had reached rock bottom, he came to his senses. Look at somebody, if there is somebody next to you, and say, I'm coming to my senses. When he hit rock bottom, you know, when people go through tough times in life and when they hit rock bottom, there are a couple of things that they can do. You know, have you seen people who lose their way while they're driving and who still continues to drive around hoping they'll find the right way? You can do that. You've lost your way and you still keep going hoping that you will make it back. He could have done that. Or he could have stayed in the same place saying, there is no point in getting up and going back. Let me settle here. There are many people who think it is not worthwhile to come back into the Father's house, to come back to a Father's love. Or he could have said, let me try my luck in another town. Let me keep going. If this country that I immigrated to doesn't help, let me go to another country from here. Maybe it'll get better. But the younger son, he chose a fourth option. He came to his senses and he said, let me get up and let me go back to my father's house. Glory to God. God is calling some of you here to come back into the Father's house, to come back to a Father's love. Glory to God. Maybe you're broken, maybe you hit rock bottom, maybe everything in your life you have lost and you're sitting somewhere in a corner and you're still trying to be spiritual. Glory to God, but you know you are no good. You are in a no good situation. Choose the right path. Get back to the Father's house. There are four things that he did. Very simple, basic message. In the first month, the first Friday of this eighth month, realization. Luke 15 verse 17, it says there, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. He realized. He took charge of himself. He stopped making excuses. He looked into the mirror and said, hey, I am the one who walked away from the Father's house. I am the one who is far away. My Father didn't put me out. He was willing to face reality. You know, many people, when they go through a tough time, they don't face reality. They still act cool. Chill, chill, bro, chill. But he had lost his intimacy with the Father. There are couples who go through problems in their married life and they don't face reality. There are people who go through financial crisis and they're looking for somebody to blame for their financial crisis. Maybe it is that Russia-Ukraine war that is affecting my finances here. Maybe it is the president of America, you know, hiking up those taxes that is affecting my barbershop here. See, you look for excuses, you look for people to blame, but you never ever look in the mirror and say, maybe I could be the culprit. And sometimes you tell yourself a lie to encourage yourself. You motivate yourself. But what is the use of that if you're in the pigsty? So, the Bible says, he reasoned within himself. Started thinking. I remember my Father's house. I remember what life I had. What am I doing here? Why am I sitting here feeling miserable? Sometimes you need to ask yourself those tough questions. What am I doing here? You know, there are people, especially if you are charismatic, Pentecostal and all that, who are quick to blame the devil and magicians and occult and all that. But many a time it is not even a spiritual attack. It is a personal attack that you have on yourself. Nobody else. A personal attack that you have on yourself. You have to ask yourself, why am I making this mistake again and again? So, he resolved in other words, he said, he exercised his will. There are people who come to realization, but never do the third thing. He said, I will arise. 18th verse, I will arise and go to my Father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I will arise. Sometimes when we know we are wrong, but and we say we are wrong, but we never arise. We never use our will. You know, there are couples in marriage facing east and west. They're not happy with each other over little things. And then the guy is looking to the one side and saying, maybe she will ask forgiveness. The lady is looking to the other side and saying, maybe he will ask forgiveness. And after six months, they're really in trouble. He resolved within himself, I will arise. I will do something about it. Not just think something about it. I will arise. Have you seen people who want to lose weight? They don't look in the mirror, they don't like themselves. Their stomach is like another human being in front of them. A separate entity altogether, but joined to them. thou shalt be one. And then you don't like it. And you resolve, I'm going to go to the gym. You took that resolution on January 1st, 2025. Look your diary. Look at your diary. But it's August, 8 months. You took that decision. But you didn't arise and go back to your father's gym. He said, I will get up. I will go back. I will not wait for daddy to call me or his servants to call me. There are people who say, you know, if my father calls me, if a pastor calls me, at least if the pastor is busy, at least somebody else in the church calls me. What are you saying? You walked out of the father's house. You went your way. Sometimes people say, I will do it, but they don't do it. Glory to God. But this is the clincher. This is the main thing. The Bible says he returned. He acted. He didn't just resolve within himself. He went back by himself. He left the Father by himself. Maybe that was the toughest journey. Leaving your father and walking away. Sometimes people walk away from church. Long journey. You know, especially when people leave, you know, they say things bombastically. Have you seen people, especially sometimes in certain neighborhoods, say people say, I'm leaving this country. I'm going to US. I'm going to make it big. And then I'm going to come back. And nothing happens. Now you can't come back also. Because everybody will ask you for chocolates. Foreign chocolates. Onnum kondunnille. So you can't come back. There also nothing is happening. See, there's an interesting scripture in Proverbs chapter 9 verse 12.
If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself.
If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself.
But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it.
Thou alone shalt bear it. If you think you are smart, your smartness should help you. Are you with me? Nobody else is responsible. He left on his own, but he came back on his own. Glory to God. Let me tell you, returning is always tough. If you stay more in that pigsty, it's going to get worse. You're returning back. Many a time there is inner shame, inner conflict, fear. You smell like a pig. There is guilt inside of you. Will I be mocked? Will people make fun of me? There are hundreds of thoughts that go through your mind. But you need to return. You need to return to your heavenly Father. You need to return to your earthly Father. You need to return to your home. You need to return to your church. You need to return to your marriage. You need to return to humility. You need to return to apologizing. You need to return to the grace of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a tough thing, but you need to do it. He must have felt defeated. But he chose to get back and go. See, restoration is not always easy. Sometimes people pretend and they're not restored for good from God. They just pretend. But true restoration comes when you return. Glory to God. We used to sing that song, "I have decided to follow Jesus." Some of you sang that song, dedicated your life, and then went far away from the Lord. But return tonight. Look at this boy returning back. One thing that amazes me, this is something that I pray will be a revelation for you. He coming back, he's not coming back with one eye. He's not walking, "I went away from my father's house and look, this sickness came to me. My cholesterol went high, I'm sugar high." No. Thankfully, he's lost everything but not his health. You know what that means? Your healing will be complete if you realize that healing is your inheritance from your father. It's not something that you work for and get from the Lord. It is a free gift. It's an inheritance from your heavenly father. This son, when he was in the father's house, he was a son. When he left the father's house, he was a son. When he was in the pigsty, he was a son. When he came to his senses, he was a son. When he returned, he was a son. When he's back in the father's house, he's a son. Children receive it by inheritance. It is a grace. Glory to God. 3 John verse 2. "Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health." That word health means wholeness. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Everything is functioning well. Tonight I release that word over your lives. May everything in your body be made whole in the name of Jesus. May the power of the healing in the name of Jesus be yours. Glory to God. Let every affliction and infirmity leave your body in the name of Jesus. Your body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit as a son of God, as a child of God. It's your inheritance. Health is the children's bread. So never ever think you have to be perfect to receive your healing. Receive it by grace. Receive it as a free gift, as an inheritance. The Father gave the Son. He paid the price for it on the cross of Calvary. Jesus paid it. And he's freely given it to you. It is your right. Say, I receive my healing as a child of God, as a son of God, as a daughter of God. In the name of Jesus, I receive the healing that Christ Jesus has purchased for me on the cross of Calvary. It is by grace, just like salvation. I receive my salvation. I receive my healing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Lift your voice and give a shout to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at the reaction from the Father. Look at the Father's reception. The Father sees from afar. Ooh. Glory to God. I love this 20th verse. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Wow. The father didn't say, listen, I told you so. At least now you have realized your mistake, son. The father didn't say that. You know, to church members, I tell, never be nasty to somebody who returns. Look at the father's welcome. You know, sometimes church members, they don't welcome people who return. They make them feel bad. Ah, endo ay, padichay po, koranala ay, endo betti. You're not moving in the love of God. Never be nasty to people who are returning. Never put condemnation and guilt to them. Never ask them embarrassing questions when they return. Don't point out their mistakes when they return. When somebody messes up, they already know they messed up. They are already coming with guilt and fear and shame. Every church must be like a father's house. We welcome. Hallelujah. Sometimes you say, okay, they have to learn their mistakes. They have learned their mistakes. That's why they're coming. The father doesn't say, repent. First repent. I still remember, you know, when I was born again and stepped out to Jesus, stepped out to follow Jesus. And in the initial years, I backslid a little bit. And then I went, you know, to this wonderful man of God. And I told him, listen, I made mistakes. I think I have lost my love for God in my heart. I made terrible mistakes. And he said, okay, you know what? Today in the prayer, while we're having the prayer, you need to get up and you need to say out your mistakes loud for everyone. And I thought, oh my God. Maybe I will say a few things and then say, finally, I lied. How do I tell? It's not biblical. Are you with me? Glory to God. You confess your sins to your heavenly Father. 1 John 1 verse 9, if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you hurt somebody, maybe you might need to go and tell them, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for hurting you. That's a different thing. The son understood he could not take, he had taken his father for granted. He realized I can't behave like nothing went wrong. So the Bible uses the word, I mean, the Bible doesn't use this word, but that's what happened. He repented. The father didn't ask him to confess, but he said, I am sorry, Father. I've sinned against heaven. 21. And in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. He realized, I have to own up to my mistakes. The fact that God has forgiven you, He loves you, He accepts you, He welcomes you back, doesn't stop you from repenting. Repentance is saying, I have sinned against God and I have sinned against you. I have realized when I came back to the Father's house, I realized this. See, He's coming back with no expectation. He's not looking for restoration, but He's just coming back to be with the Father. Now, there are people who come back and they're saying, if I come back, what will I get? That's not how He came. He came back trusting in the forgiveness of His Father. He came back. First, you don't come back for something. You come back to have once again have intimacy with your Father. Glory to God. Tonight I sense the Lord is leading many here tonight back to the Father's house. Sometimes you can be in church and not really be back with the Father. You can be in church, meet with people, shake hands with them, just pray and go, but have no intimacy with the Father. Glory to God. But tonight, God is restoring. Even as you take those steps to come back, to say, Lord, I need you. Glory to God. Lakazuna lama hastil prabadari ganaga. All I need is my Father's love. My intimacy with the Father, that's what I want. I want my relationship restored. Even in a home, it is not, if I come back, what will I get? Even in a home, even in marriage, if I come back, what will I get? No. It is relationship. You get each other. Are you with me? And when the heart is like that, God, who is tremendous in His grace and mercy and love, will make sure, if you're genuine, that He will restore you to the levels that you cannot never think of. Glory to God. Glory to God. The third thing that happened there was restoration. Look at verse 22.
But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him.
The father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe.
And put it on him.
Are you with me? We don't even know whether this guy took a bath coming from the pigsty. I would have said, first go have a bath. But the best robe, bring it. There should be no more shame over you. You're going to be clothed. Glory to God. The father did three things. See, in the Jewish culture, when a guest came home, they always value for that guest was shown by a robe that they would put. Only to the most august of visitors would they give that. The father said, you don't smell good, but you're still my son. I value you. Glory to God. We know the story, don't we? But do we know the Father? Do we know this experience of this robe coming over you? I am covered over
with the precious blood of Jesus and He lives.
Somebody and say, you are a value to the Father. Amen. We know that scripture which says that the Father gave the best robe and put a ring on his hand
and shoes on his feet.
It's a family ring. It's got the seal of the family. It means he can represent the Father again. It's like the credit card of that times. When you go somewhere and you buy something, you take the seal. And the bill goes to the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The seal of being a father's son. You can represent your Father. Isn't that amazing when you can represent your Father? Heavenly Father, spiritual Father, all that. When you can represent somebody. When you can do that, it's an emptiness actually. It means you are a part of the house. Glory to God. The seal shows forth whose you are. Can you imagine that? When you have the seal of the Holy Spirit upon you, we are sealed with the Spirit of promise, the Bible says. When you're born again, when you come back to the Father's house, when you have a relationship with the Lord, you have authority and power over all the powers of the enemy. In the Spirit, you can use the Father, ask the Father. And he will give you and supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And then was given the sandals or the shoes. Servants, slaves in those times never wore shoes. He said, Father, I'll be like one of your servants. But he said, no, put on the shoes. You're not a servant. You're not a slave. You're my son. Only free men wore sandals. Sometimes when you go away from your father's house and you think you are in bondage And you think you'll be in bondage all through your life. Let me tell you, you're free because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I release that word. You're free because of the blood of Jesus Christ. The moment you step back into a relationship with the Father, the chains fall away. You walk as a free man. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, you are a son and not a slave. We do not know where he lost that shoes in the first place. It must be in that pigsty. But the Father said, put on the shoes. The Father did all this only to celebrate his son. A father will never cut you off. There are people who come to a church but who are far from the Father. Tonight the Holy Spirit is saying, reconnect with your Father. Ring is also symbolic of access. You have access to all that the Father has. You have authority. And look at these words and we close with this. The 24th verse. For this my son was dead. See, he was not dead, he was alive. But the Father says, this my son was dead. See, when you lose access to your Father, you're dead. You are dead when you leave your Father's house. Inside. You might show outside and, yay, I'm in the choir. I'm in the church. I'm an usher there. But hello, are you alive inside? This my son was dead, but now he's alive. Woo! Glory to God. Get back to the Father's house and live. Hallelujah. He was lost and is found. He was lost. You are lost when you are away from your Father's house. No matter how perfectly you are living, you are lost inside. But now, you are alive. You are found. And they began to make merry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time to make merry. It's time to make merry. It's time to celebrate. It's time to rejoice in the Lord. It's time to come back to your Father's house and celebrate. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your voice. Give a shout to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.